私は三歳になる安寿姫子である。父というものは大抵そこにいないものだと、不在であるものだと私は思っていました。どんな物語を聞いてみても、父というものは家の中で死んでるか、旅に出てるか、ママ母の言うことを聞いてるかである。しかし私のうちには現在の父がいて、私を殺したい一心で私を殺しにかかる。さてどうしたらよいものか。生まれた時からナギーでした。父の言うには、この子の口は耳まで裂けている。一重まぶたで、顔も扁平、ほくろだらけ、あざだらけ、耳は大きく大きく大きく、どうも何かが違っている。どこの暗示坊主の子か、知れたもんじゃないという気がしきりにする。そうなら暗示姫子と名をつけて砂の中に生けて、3年経ってそれで死ななければ我が子である。何が違ってるものか、生まれてここにこうして生きてるものは、頭で一つや二つ、手の一本や二本、なかろうが多かろうが気にするもんではない。しかし父は、砂の中に生けて3年待ってみようと言った。母がそれに従うままだったのが口惜しいといえば口惜しい。でも現在私の身の上は、生まれたばかりの目も見えない赤ん坊で、何の口答えもできない身ではあるし、母の絹の下着にくるまれて砂の中に生けられてしまった。生けられたのは川のそばの砂地であります。川のそばの砂地といえば、誰も彼もがこう生けたところであります。私の生けられたその右にも左にも、生けられた子たちがひしめいていた。生けられた子は、息のあるのや息の絶えたのや、安心砂の上に出てそこで干からびているのや、砂から逃れ出てどっかへ這って行ったのや、しばらく這って行きさえすればそこには大きな藪があって、蚊やアブは刺すけれども、照りつける日差しからは逃れることができ、雨風もしのぐことができ、草や木を虫って食べることもできた。川までたどり着ければそのままそこに水中に住んだ。私は砂に生けられたまま、そうやって周囲の者たちの様子を見ていた。死んでいくのや、死んだのや、生きてどっかに行ったのを見ていた。I am Anju Himeko, 3 years old. The father is...And the story. The father is never at home, always absent. That's what I think. The father is dead in the home, traveling in the outside world, or just following what the stepmother says. But in my house, there is a father. He is so keen to kill me and trying so hard to do it. Now, I don't know what I should do. It has been so hard since I was born.Father said, this child's mouth is much too wide, all the way to her ears. She has one folded eyelid, a flat face, and lots of mold and bruises all over. Her ears are big and big and big. I feel something is wrong. I feel she might be a child or some monk, not mine. I really feel so. In that case, I will name her Anju Himeko, and I will bury her in the sand. AndIf she can survive for 3 years, I will admit her to be my child. What's wrong with me? I was born and I'm living here now. You needn't worry about me. Even if I had one head or two head, even if I had one arm or more or less. But my father said, let's bury her and let's wait for 3 years. I'm so...mortified to find that my mother is willing simply to follow him. But now, here's my story. I am just a newborn baby and can't express any opinion. I am wrapped in my mother's silk clothes and I am buried in the sand. There is a sandy place near a river. Sandy place near a river.Means the place where everybody buried their children. To the right and to the left of the place where I am buried, there are lots of children buried close together. Some are still breathing. Some are already dead. Some have struggled half out of the sand and have dried up there.Some have struggled right out of the sand and have crawled off somewhere. If they can crawl for a while, they can find a big bush, mosquitoes and flies bite them, but they can hide themselves from strong sunlight. They can hide from the rain and the wind. They can eat grass or trees. If they can manage to reach the river, they stay there, living in the water. being buried. I'm watching these children around me, the children who are going to die, who are dead, who have survived and gone off somewhere. ええ、どうして私ぐらい業の深いものはありません。3年で3人の子を産み増やしながら、せっかく産んだその子供は夫に砂に生けられる。春乳房を持て余す。乳を出す穴という穴が塞がって熱を持ち腫れ上がり、乳房を触れただけでも裂け散るかと思うぐらい痛んだ。乳房が痛いのか、子供が生けられて悲しいのか、毎日日にち泣き暮らした。泣き暮らしているうちに目が泣きつぶれた。その時夫が言うには、目がつぶれたからにはこのうちにいてくれるな、生けられるような子を産んだお前だ。子を産んだのも目がつぶれるのもお前の業の深いせいに違いあるまい。ここまは。ここにいられとはお前の業の深いのが俺にまでずってくるようだ。そんならその前に死ぬか産んでるかしてくれと。お前も砂に生けてしまえばどんなに良かったかと。そういうことを言う。そこで次の日、二人の子の右と左に寝てるのを息を薄めて伺って、そろりそろりと抜け出して、そろりそろりと家を出て、私も砂を掘り下げて身をその中に隠すつもりで、生けた子はどこに生けたか。人が毎日やってきては新しい子を生けていくので、もはやその場所はわからない。わからないけれども、砂を掘り下げて自らを生けてしまった私にはこの鳴き声の耳に聞こえる。生けた子の体のぬくもりも伝わってくる。砂の中にこうして埋まっている限りは何を忘れることもできない。こんな目に遭うくらいなら夫の言うまま、あの子を砂に生けたりしなければよかった。砂に生けるくらいなら他にいくらでもすることはあったろうにと、いくら後悔してもしてもしてもしたりない涙に暮れる私である。ふとあたりを見てみれば、砂の上に足跡がついている。手跡もついている。あれは何でしょう。足跡には5本の指も皮膚のキメも浮き出て、それは大人の足の大きさ。いいえ、一つ二つ子供の足跡も混じっている。でもそれは一つ二つ、それはアンジュ姫子の足跡かもしれない。私は指の模様さえ見て取った。髪の毛がいくつじか、乾いた血の跡、濡れた跡、数々の様々な身体。そのどれがアンジュ姫子か、私には言うことができない。あれがアンジュ姫子の手の跡か、あれがアンジュ姫子の足の跡か、あの指か、あの一筋がアンジュ姫子の髪の毛か。生けられた時最後に見たの耳だった。大きな大きな大きな耳だった。その耳の中に砂の入り込むのが見えた。私はよし、一本、そこに差し入れた。そうして穴は塞がった。あるいは夫がひょいと気持ちを変えて私を引き上げに来てくれるものか、いやくれるものか、何か池田砂地のあっちからこっちから子らの泣き声の聞こえてくるような、何か私の肩にも背にも何か子らの重みのかかってくるような、手にも足にも何か子らの死骸の触れてくるような、夫は来るか来ないか、風の吹くたびに子らの匂いの鼻につくような、それの私を責め立てるような、こんなことならとっくの昔に流してしまえばよかったものをついつい持ち続けて、こんな気味の悪い目に遭った夫は来るか来ないか、来るか来ないか、来るかもしれない、来ないかもしれない、来ないかもしれない、来るかもしれない、来ないかもしれない、そうしているうちにもこらの私を責めるのがしみじみと身に伝わってくる。何いくらこう生けたところで後に二人も子が生きて残る。諦めろや諦めろと人が言うけれども、生けた子のことは諦めきれても、離縁された夫のことは諦めきれない。ここで砂に埋まっていても、夫がひょいと気持ちを変えて私を引き上げに来るものか、いや来ぬものか、そればかり考えている。死んだ子は死ねよ死ねよ死ねよ、後を見るなよ、私は生きたいのだと。そんならいっそ砂から出て、何もできないお前のことである。どこかで泡畑のスズメを追いでもせよと人が言うので、その通り砂を出た私である。どこへ行くとも日の照りつける、雨が止んだから日の照りつける、その中を歩いて行く。照りつける日にみるみる体の焼け焦げる、その中を歩いて行く。見れば体の焼け焦げて湯気さえもくもく立ちながら街道を歩いていく私の身の上である。ごめんなさいごめんなさいと声をかければ中から主人が出てくる。物も言わずに手を合わせ涙を流して、泡畑のスズメ追いならできると言った。 なぜここに来たと聞かれるから、産んだ子を夫に砂に生きながら生けられてしまった。父は春し、生けた子は悲しいし、泣き暮らすうちに目を泣きつぶし、目を泣きつぶしたら夫に離縁され、自ら砂の中に埋まっていたら、それもこれに責められるようで、いたたまれず、そこに人が来て雀を寄せよと言ったので、雀を寄するつもりでここまで来ましたと。それは不憫である。そんならお前は俺に雇われろ。俺に雇われて泡畑のスズメを寄せよ。お前の気の晴れる間もあるだろうからと、そこの主人が言う。そこでその日から泡畑のスズメ追いをする。津相丸恋しい。ほーいほい。安寿姫子恋しい。ほーいほいと、スズメ追いしてると、おばちゃん、この子が安寿姫子だ。おばちゃん、俺が津相丸だと。幼い子らが寄ってきて顔をなぶる。目が見えないからいいようになぶられる。情けない。子供らにいいようになぶられる。Yes. How can I possibly imagine someone who has darker karma than I do? In 3 years, I bore 3 children, but I let my husband bury one of them.Then I felt fed up with my breasts, which was full. Every single hole of my breasts, which produced the milk, was sealed and fevered and swollen. Every touch I felt that my breasts would explode. I don't know which, feeling pain in my breast, feeling sad for my lost child. Either way, I have been crying all day long, every day. And while I have been crying for so long, my eyes have become blind from too much crying. Now my husband says, you have become blind, so kindly don't stay in the house any longer. You are the one who had the child who was buried, so I am sure of the fact that you had the child, the fact that you have become blind comes from your karma.If you're staying here, I can feel that your karma is infecting me before that happened. Be good enough to die or to leave. I really wish I could have buried you too. Such things, he says to me. The next day, with the other 2 children sleeping on my right side and my left side,Hold my breath and carefully sneaking out, tiptoeing out from the house. I think I will dig out the sand. I think I will hide myself in it. Where did I bury my child? People come and bury the new children every day, so I don't know where it was. I don't know where it was. But as I dig out the sand and hide myself in it, I can hear the children crying in my ears. I can feel the children's warmth on my body. As long as I remain buried here in the sand in this way, I can't forget anything. If I had known beforehand that I would feel this way, I would not have buried the child, even though I was persuaded by my husband. I could have chosen some other way.Many other ways than burying the child. In that way, I regret. I regret. I regret. I regret. But never enough regret. I am made of tears. That's what I am. Looking around me here, footprints on the sand, handprints on the sand. What is it? I can see the skin pattern and the five toes clearly. Are these adult feet? No, one or two among them are children's feet. Only one or two. These might be Angie Himeko's. I can see several strands of hair, dried blood, wet patches, many, many bodies, many, many kinds of bodies. I can't tell which is Angie Himeko's. Is that Angie Himeko's handprint? Is that Angie Himeko's footprint? How about that finger? Is that strand of hair Angie Himeko's? When she was buried, the last thing I saw was her ear. It was a big, big, big ear. I saw the sand filling up her ear. I put a hollow stalk in it. Then she was covered. Oh, my husband, who just happened to change his mind and come to pick me up. Or he wouldn't. I don't know. I feel as if I can hear the children crying from all over in the sand. I don't know. On my shoulder, on my back, I feel the children's weight to my hand, to my legs. I don't know. I feel as if I'm touching the children's dead bodies, whether my husband comes or not. Every time the wind blows, I feel as if I can smell the children's stench, as if they're accusing me. If I had known beforehand that I would feel this way, I should have had an abortion long ago. I miss it, and now I'm feeling such revulsion. Whether my husband comes or not, he might come. He might not come. He might not come. While I am feeling this way, the children are accusing me. I feel deeply that I am accused. Well, even if you buried one, you still have the other two alive. Forget it, forget it. That's what someone is telling me. I can forget the child whom I buried. I can't forget my husband who threw me out. Stand here in the sand, all I can think about is whether my husband would just happen to change his mind and come to pick me up, or he wouldn't. Die. Dead child. Die. 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 Don't look back. I want to live. Then get out of the sand. This is you. You have no way to live. Go away somewhere and chase sparrows for your living. That's what someone is telling me. I follow the voice. I get out of the sand. That's what I am. Wherever I go, the sun beats on me. The rain has stopped and the sun beats on me. I am walking and the sun beats on me. I am burned by the sun which beats on me. I am walking in the sun. My body is charred and my flesh smokes as I walk from village to village. This is my story. Forgive me, forgive me. When I call, a man appears from inside the house. I say nothing. I raise my hand. I weep. I say, I can chase sparrows. I am asked why I came here. I answer, I bore a child. The child was buried by my husband. My breath became full. I missed the child. I became blind with too much crying. I was thrown out by my husband because I was blind. I buried myself in the sand. I couldn't stand staying there with all children accusing me. Someone told me to go chase sparrows. That's why I'm here. What a pity. In this case, you can work for me. You can chase sparrows for me. You may forget your sorrow for a little while, says a man in the house. And so on, this day, I start chasing sparrows. Tsusomaru, I miss you. Hoi, hoi, Anju Himeko, miss you, hoi, hoi. In this way, I'm chasing sparrows. Auntie, this is your Anju Himeko. Auntie, I am your Tsusomaru. The little children surround me, tease me, poke my face. I am blind. I can't stop them teasing me. I am helpless. I am teased endlessly. I can't stop them teasing me.
話というものは早いもので、3年経って父が言うには、あのアンジュヒメコを受けてからもう3年の弔いだ、死んでるものか生きてるものか掘り上げてみようかと。掘り上げてみれば私の身の上は死んだわけでもないし、干からびているわけでもない。砂の中で温まって座って笑ってる生きた体である。母がよし一本印に立って、その小さい小さい小さい穴から朝夕の露を舐めて、育って笑ってる生きた体。その通りだ。掘り上げてみれば私の身の上は死んだわけでもないし、干からびているわけでもない。砂の中で温まって育って笑ってる生きた体。母がよし一本印に立ったその小さい小さい小さい穴から朝夕の露を舐めて。育って笑ってる生きた体。育って笑ってる生きた体。育って笑ってる生きた体。それが私。それが私である。 This is a story. Move on 3 years. The father said this is the third anniversary of Aunt Himeko's burial. Why don't we see if she's dead or alive? And then dig me up. Here I am. Never died, never dried up, just warmed in the sand. A glowing, laughing, living body. My mother stuck a hollow stalk in the sand to mark me. I sucked the dew, morning and evening, through the little, little, little hollow in the stalk. A glowing, laughing, living body. This is certainly true. They dig me up, here I am. Never died, never dried up, just warmed in the sand, a growing, loving, living body. My mother stuck a hollow stalk in the sand to mark me. I sucked the dew morning and evening through the little, little, little hole in the stalk, a growing, loving, living body, a growing, loving, living body, a growing, loving, living body. That is me. That is certainly me.